Welcome.
Welcome to this energy session on opening to possibilities. Believe it or not, God wants you to succeed. The universe wants you to succeed. But we get so lost in our heads and we just create all this negativity all the time, and we're always judging ourselves and making ourselves wrong for things. Let's let that all go. Let's open to these wonderful possibilities that are out there for us, waiting for us, so that we can use our own abilities that we've honed and mastered to be the best versions of ourselves in this incarnation. And that would be a good thing. Good, good, good. Very good. Ah, so the universe is definitely supporting you in ways in which you may not be aware, but in ways in which you may have witnessed. Like you asked for something, and then it shows up, but it shows up not in the way you thought it was going to show up. That's all good. That's all good. And all we want to do is attune to all the possibilities that are already there for us. Good. As we go into this program a little bit deeper, you'll find that it's so similar to other things we've done, other YouTube videos that are right here in front of you if you're using a computer, that you see them. What makes this one different is the intentions and some of the subtle energies that I am not announcing out loud. And that's okay. Well, for me, that's okay. You want to know what everything is in detail? Let me know. And I'll be sure and put that in there. Some people prefer the shorter videos, and some people really enjoy the long ones. So let's just be what it needs to be to bring you into alignment, full alignment, so that your soul, your conscious awareness, and your subconscious are all in alignment. Good, good, good. That'd be great. So we're going to create safe, sacred space first. We're just creating multidimensional space where we can do this work safely, effectively, gracefully. Yum. I'm starting in the east. Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Or-El, Kra-El, Yashar-El, come forth now and help us create safe, sacred space. Orient the cube of space in absolute perfection. Rejuvenate the towers of divine hope, or create a tower of divine hope with us around our abodes that anyone could tap. That will help humanity. And add into that tower of divine hope the Shakti needed by the people that will choose to tap into that particular tower. That's a little above and beyond this particular lesson, but it's very, very needed. So let us raise up and purify all the sacred places, spaces, and objects in our homes. And if you have any murtis, let them be energetically fed to perfection right now. Oh, thank you, beloved Ofanim. Be'emet means in truth, or you can use amen if you want. Be'emet, 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 be'emet. Thank you, beloved Ofanim, so very much for all you do for us and all of humanity. Amen. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot. Melo kol ha'aretz kvodo. Melo kol ha'aretz niflotav. Yehi devar ha'elohim molech elyon. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. God, who fills everything with the honor and glory of God. God, who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. So let us have the thought to be in the center of the core of being. Let's have the thought there. To activate means turn on the base chakra. That's the one that's below the feet, not on the physical body. And now just choose to be deep within the I Am presence and receive three relaxed deep breaths through your nose if you can. And we're not sawing wood. We're not doing fancy breathing exercises. Just very gentle, relaxed, deep breath through the nose if you can. And don't hold it. Sigh it out when you're done. And we'll combine that with a clearing breath. Choose to be back in the center of the core of being. And you may notice that you're sensing other energy there with you now that wasn't there before. You just received that as a gift. So let's activate that energy, amplify it. Anchor it on our node, allow it to permeate our entirety. That's all of our mortal bits and all of our immortal bits. And let's allow this to affect change within us. That's the whole purpose. We can't change and be the same. And we want to change and grow spiritually. In honor of God, in glory of God, regardless of your religion, regardless of your no religion, regardless of if you believe in God or not. Good, good, good. So now what we want to do is there, in the center of the core of being, there's a node, that's your node where you entered into this crystalline structure, into this incarnation. Doesn't matter. At that node, allow divine white gold to form and expand. And as it expands through your entire body system, allow it to purify, cleanse, until this divine white gold is sitting on your perimeter. That's about 55 feet in diameter, about 16.7 meters. And now just have the thought inside to cut all the cords. And know that it's done. Good, good, good. And during this session, we're only going to allow cords from beings that are of the light, that serve the light, and they support you on your path. That's all we ask. Thank you, dear Lords. Amen. So now, in the brain, there's a teeny little piece. We call it the corpus callosum. It's the little piece that connects the left side of the brain to the right side of the brain. And it's the only piece that does. A lot of data gets trafficked through that little piece. So now, have the thought in the center of the core being, activate the base chakra, to expand the corpus callosum spiritually to fill the entire space between the left and the right hemisphere. Using your astral hands like squeegees, squeegee all the thoughts up the left side and up the right sides of your brain, in between these astral hands in the praying hands mudra. Up to the 10th chakra, please. And now we're just going to choose to synchronize the hemispheres of our brain. All you have to do is allow it and accept it, and it'll begin. What this does is it gracefully, gradually shifts you from duality and the need to judge and be judged, and to a more open space. Of plurality. Oneness. So allow this process to continue, please. And we're going to let that continue to occur while we connect the base chakra, that's the one below the feet, to the center of the earth. Just have that thought, so simple. And allow yourself to be the consciousness that you are, living in this crystalline structure of an incarnation, rather than being an incarnation that happens to have a soul in there. Be the soul, be your consciousness. Does it sound heady, heavy, whatever? It's easier than the words make it sound. Just allow it to unfold within you. Good, good, good. Breathe gently into the center of the core being. And you have ideas of what you would like to do. You have ideas of what you would like to be. You have ideas of what you would like other people to do. They might do them, they might not. They have free will choice. But what we want to do is open ourselves up to all the possibilities that are available to us, to ask in the center of the core of being for God, Master Jesus, whomever you wish, or perhaps just the quantum field itself to relay to you, to give you that data, that information. However it comes to you, probably not in words, but it might, as to what you are best designed for. And allow that to come to you, whether it happens in this moment, or over the next few days. Just recognize it when it happens. Allow yourself to recognize it when it happens. The other thing you want to be open to the possibilities about is not what you're doing, but how certain things that you're trying to achieve are going to manifest. I can't do this because I don't have the money to do this. I can't do this because there's no one here to support me while I do it. I can't do this because no one can take care of my child while I'm doing this. Let that all go. And when you make the decision, the choice as to what it is you're going to do, then allow all the possibilities as to how all the details will unfold and all they'll all work out to figure that all out. Allow that to happen and be open to it. Interesting, huh? Maybe you're working real hard to save up your money, and then out of the blue, someone gives you a gift of some money to get done what you're trying to do. You weren't planning on that. But be open in your heart to that possibility. Don't preclude that possibility. Don't snip it off. Stay connected. That's what we're talking about here. Just be open to all the things that are available to you. How special. How wonderful. So in this state, you can affect this state. Perhaps you want to be more at ease and more at peace. So let's call in divine peace. Just ask for divine peace in the center of the core being. And just breathe it in. And fill the center of the core being with divine peace. Activate it, energize it, amplify it. Anchor it on your node and allow it to permeate your entirety to bring you into a state of ease and to bring you into a state of peace. All of the Shaktis are available all the time. They're everywhere, but they don't do anything until you give it an intention, a purpose, and direct it. Interesting concept, but that's how it works. Good. So let's allow. Let's allow all of the things within your neural net, within your brain, that are acting as blocks, that are acting as strange connections in the neural net. Let's let that go. All the negativity that's in the neural net, let's let that go. How do we let that go? Well, Shaktify uses various techniques, all based in alchemy, spiritual geometry, and various religious backgrounds. As I've gone through my studies, if it worked, I kept it in the repertoire. If it didn't work, why do it? So let's take in now those curative energies. To transmute, release, and replace those things that are keeping you stuck, those things that are keeping you where you are, not allowing you to see that there's other opportunity, not allowing you to see that you can move forward. So let's take in these energies that will aid us with this. Violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond white light. And then a combination of additional energies like divine love, divine grace, divine joy, divine peace. And let that become part of you as well. If you want. You don't want, choose something else. It's all good. But please do choose the violet flame, the sacred fire, the golden flame, and the diamond white light now. And breathe these energies in. Or allow me to send these out to you. And just breathe in what you're receiving. And we're filling the center of the core of being with this. And we want to activate, that means turn on these energies. We want to energize it, that's like kicking it into the excited state if you remember your old chemistry lessons. And we want to crank up the volume, we want to amplify it. Right? So if this is going along on an oscilloscope, when we energize it, it kicks it up.
Yep.
Boom, 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 right? And then when we amplify it, it's making it higher and lower as it goes across. These are actual physical properties to actual energies that can be perceived by some people and used to positive effect. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So we want to activate, energize, amplify, and then anchor it on your node. We'll have another session sometime about what the node is and why it is. That's just helpful information. It doesn't help you get anything accomplished. So now allow this energy to permeate all of your layers. Let's direct it to go through your electromagnetic body now and shift and change. Everything to allow you to open up to greater possibilities. We're going to keep that which serves you on your path, that which you enjoy about yourself, all those things. But we're going to let go the parts of yourself that aren't so wonderful, that you don't want, that you don't like, that you're not ingratiated with. That's all good. And now let this energy expand into your physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, the causal body. These are the bodies of the incarnation, the ones that affect this local incarnation the most. There are other layers and sublayers. We can make it as complicated as you want. I like to keep it simple. The old KISS principle. Good. So, yes. So now allow these energies to continue through the rest of the crystalline structure. In the Shaktify system, that would be beyond the causal body, would be the astral body, etheric body, awakened body, light body, radiant body, and the ascension body. Good. Really good. And now accept it so that it can actually affect change. And we're going to allow it to permeate your immortal nature, your superconsciousness, the soul, the higher self. There's so many ways we have of describing the same thing. It's okay. Perhaps we'll be better understood that way. And just allow these energies to affect change gracefully, gradually. So wonderful. So wonderful. I think this is good, to leave you in this state, in this way of being, so that you can perceive in a different way. Bottom line, that's what we're doing, is changing our perception. so that we can see things we didn't see before. We can be open to these possibilities. And I have to thank you. For those of you who have donated on my website, I really appreciate it. We had to change the software. We had problems with some of these recordings for the last couple of months. And it's your donations that help keep it going. And don't think somebody else is going to do it. And don't think he doesn't need $5, he doesn't need $10. Yeah, every little bit, as much or as little, just donate. It's part of that sharing. Money is just another form of energy. So just allow that. There's a link for it below in the description on YouTube so that you can make your donation. If you have any questions, type it in below. I'll get back to you as quick as I can. I usually look at it at least once a week. If you want something faster, email me. But that's okay. If you have any comments that you'd like to share and you'd like to share some experience that you had, please, please do. Because it's going to help other people who are trying to watch this video and grow as well. It's a good thing. So thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.